Hi, this is Brooke Nichols, and I'm interviewing Devin McGlamory in North Carolina. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to start out, first of all, doing some field work back. Just a couple of questions for you, and then we'll get to the real interviews. Okay. I guess I already know your name, Devin McGlamory.
That is correct.
Okay, what's your address?
714 C, Doctor's Drive in Kinston, North Carolina.
And a zip code?
28501.
Okay, and your birthday, June 9th?
June 9th, 1982, yes ma'am.
Alright, and your parents' names?
Don and Sandra McGlamory.
Alright, and do you have any brothers and sisters?
I do. I've got two brothers and a sister. They're all older.
Alright. And their names and ages?
Okay, not sure of the ages.
You can get.
But it's Omar McGlamory, Ron Wayne, and Kim Pate. And my sister, Kim, is probably 33. And my other brothers are somewhere between 27 and 25.
Okay, that sounds good. You're probably not going to know this, but do you know, happen to know if your parents are Irish or Scottish or anything? Do you happen to know that?
Actually, I know that the name McGlamory comes from a Scottish-Irish background. That's about all I know.
So you don't know when they migrated over or anything?
I have no idea. It's a good question, though.
Okay. What kind of education have you had?
Let's see. I graduated from kindergarten and graduated from high school. That's it.
Okay. High school at Open Bible?
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm working on college still soon, so.
Okay. You're moving on to college soon?
Yeah, I'm going to do correspondent courses.
And what's your current job right now?
Right now I sing lead with a gospel quartet with the name of Dixie Melody Boys.
Alright, and how long have you been with them?
Going on 6 months, I think. I joined them June 1st, so that'd be about right.
Okay, and what religion are you?
Well, I grew up Nazarene, but I've been Southern Baptist for the past couple of years.
Okay. Are you a member of any organizations or anything?
not that I can think of.
Okay, and what are your hobbies, just stuff you like to do besides sing or anything?
Probably play golf, any type of sports, I know it sounds kind of gross, but talking on the phone with all my friends back home, so that's pretty much it.
Okay, and what type of places do you perform?
Oh, my goodness. Well, since I've been with them, we've been at all types of places, like school gymnasiums, school auditoriums, church auditoriums. We've actually, you know, been in, like, some private parties. People hire us to do those. And, I mean, any outdoor events will come to us. So we've been to pretty much anything and everything so far.
Okay, and is it mostly singing at nighttime?
It varies, but, yeah, I'd say, the, like, 90% of it is at night.
Okay. Okay, I think that's all the information for that I need, so we can go ahead and start. Do you want to tell me how you got started with your singing career?
I've been singing since I was five, just started off in churches and stuff like that, and then when I was 10, I started doing little concerts, you know, that my parents' friends would call me and want me to do, you know, little deals, and so I started recording several projects and stuff like that, and I've done, well, I think 6 or 7 of them, and after I graduated high school, I happened to get this job. You know, the week or 2 weeks before I graduated. So,
how old were you when you recorded your first tape?
I was 10 years old, I believe, when I recorded my first one.
Okay. and six since then, and they were solo projects?
They were, every one of them.
Okay, and have you made any tapes with the new group yet?
Actually, believe it or not, we tried in July, but we were never home. You know, we were gone 5 weeks. Out of 5 weeks in July, we were home 3 days. And so we're going the next, I think we're going next week. If not next week, the week after next to go.
Okay, and so who taught you to sing, or did you just pick it up, or?
Well, I pretty much just kind of picked it up. I mean, nobody taught me to sing. Definitely wasn't my mom and dad.
So your mom and dad encouraged you, though? They like?
They sure did. They, because they brought me up in the church, and, you know, I learned, I guess I could say I learned to sing there, you know, because I've always been interested in, if I didn't do this, I was going to study to be a minister of music, and watching them always interests me.
Okay, so what type of music would you say that your group sings?
Strictly Southern Gospel.
And what type of instruments do y'all have when you sing with soundtracks or even when you play without them?
Well, if we got soundtracks, there could be all types of instruments on there. I mean, anything from a harmonica to, the bongos or something. But when we do stuff live, lately it's just been piano. And a piano always plays when we do tracks. But if we don't do tracks, it's piano and bass guitar and sometimes drums.
And the people in your group play those instruments?
They do.
You play the instruments?
I pick with the piano, and I'm learning the bass guitar.
So, what type of music do you like to listen to besides Southern Gospel when you're on the road?
Honestly, all types of music. I mean, some people would probably, you know, condemn me for that, and be like, I can't believe him, but no, I really do. I enjoy listening to any type of music as long as it's, you know, good. You know, I don't like to listen to music. If I want to hear music, I want to hear music. You know, it's nothing stupid.
Okay. Have you won any awards since you've been singing, even when you were younger, maybe any contests?
When I grew up in the Nazarene Church, I told you earlier, I was doing the competitions. They have a youth competition every year. And I think starting when I was 12, I've won first place in that for, I think, 4 or 5 years in a row. And moved on to the high school division and won for Georgia and went and competed and all that mess. I don't remember what the name of the competition was, but I won one where I got to appear on the Grand Ole Opry. And that was pretty cool because I was only 13 then.
Okay.
And, the Grand Ole Opry, that place was huge to a 13-year-old.
Yeah, and was that on TV?
That was, I believe. I've been on Town and Country with Ruthie Garner. I can't remember all of Junction South, a bunch of different TV shows. Silver Dollar City with Gary McSpadden.
So when you sing when you were younger and now, what type of audience do you sing to? Is it older, younger? Is it maybe white, black?
That's a good question. It really does vary there as well. Probably if it's in a church, it depends on what denomination it is, believe it or not. We actually sing to a lot of older people. I won't call them old, but elderly people, because I guess because our manager, the owner of the group, is 64 years old, you know, and he's been in it 40 years, and so they they come to see him as well. But what's pleasing me, you know, being 18, like I'm seeing a lot more people my age come to these things too.
Right. And what type of ethnic background are these people? Hispanic, white, black, or does it really depend?
They're mostly white, and we'll see a lot of black people too, because there's actually, believe it or not, more black artists now coming in the Southern gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just black gospel.
Right. So who would you say is your inspiration for you to sing?
Wow. I honestly would have to say, you know, the Lord, you know, because if it weren't for him, you know, we wouldn't have nothing to sing about, honestly. And, but there's tons of people out there I look up to, you know.
So is there any specific singers that you look up to in
I know of one in particular that has, you know, he died, I think it was right a year ago, and that was Glenn Payne from the Cathedrals. That's where a lot of people, if they see me on stage, tell me I have a lot of energy and excitement, and I get a lot of that from him, watching old Cathedrals videos. And then there are a few still today, like Gerald Wolf from Greta Vision and Brian Hudson from the Kingsmen. Those are just two lead singers I definitely look up to.
Okay, so then while you sing, do you travel on the road? How do you get there, and how long do you stay usually, and where do you sleep?
We've got a bus, and that's pretty cool to me. And it's got, I think, 7-8 bunks on it, and we sleep on there. We travel at nighttime. Our piano player does all the night driving, and he's excited about that. And anyways, we travel at nighttime, and we'll go to the concert during the night. We'll get there probably, wee hours of the morning. We'll go set up at the church or wherever we're at, around 3 or 4, depending on what time we sing. And we'll perform, pack up, hit the road, and go to the next one. And most of the time, if we do just a normal weekend, we'll leave out on a Wednesday night and come back in early Monday morning. But lately, we've been doing, 2-week things, I guess, because we're packing so many in because Christmas is coming up.
Mm-hmm. So would you say the area you travel in is Southeast mainly, or is it all over the United States?
I'd say everywhere, because we're one of the few groups that travel actually, every state, including Canada. We travel up into Canada too, because in 2 years, Dixie Motor Boys were really popular over in California. So, not every 2 years, but twice a year, we'll travel to the West Coast and do a trip over there.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing some research about how Southern gospel music developed and about from the African background, and they do a lot of movement when they're singing. Does your group, they stand still, or do you move around?
Well, we move around. There are a lot of groups that disagree with us. They tell us we shouldn't move around. We should just get up there and sing. But we disagree. We like what we're singing about, and it's exciting to us, so we're going to get out there and enjoy it.
Right. Well, going back to when you got started out with music, did you have any people from different backgrounds, maybe say than white, Baptist, or Nazarene, that influenced you or maybe taught you to sing?
A lot of family members encouraged me
uh-huh.
to sing. And speaking of being taught how to sing, I wouldn't know the answer to that. It's something that was, just a gift, I guess, from the Lord, and just kind of caught on.
Right. Is there any memorable experiences that you've had lately since you've been traveling or from earlier singing that you stand out in time?
Probably, I've looked up over the years to different members of the Kingdom and different members of Gold City, and it's just a shock now. We were walking through convention, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Gold City. And my piano player had to teach me to realize, I'm doing the same thing they are now. Mm-hmm. And it's just exciting to know that, the guys I've looked up to for so long, I'm on the same lines with them now.
Right. Do you have any goals as a musician, short-term or long-term?
It would definitely be to become more fluent and, playing instruments and stuff. I know I want to hang in here, I enjoy what I do, this has been my lifelong dream, and I don't know, you never know what maybe the Lord has in store 10 years down the road, and maybe 10 years down the road I have my own group or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Either way, I'll be enjoying what I do.
Right, well, the songs that y'all sing, does a member of your group write them, do you get them from other groups, or where do they come from?
Well, some of the old songs were written by a past lead singer, and we have people send us songs, and we don't turn down any song. We promise to at least listen to it, and we're actually gathering material right now for a new project that we want new songs on.
Mm-hmm. So
we get them from anywhere and everywhere.
So can anybody send you a song, or is it mostly?
Anybody can send the Dixie Motor Boys a song. We're not partial to anybody's writing, but we'll rather accept it and listen to it.
Who would you say is the writer who has contributed the most, that you sing the most songs by?
I know I'm not really sure about all the ones we sing now because it comes from various writers.
Mm-hmm.
But I know lately I've checked the ones that have come in that we're listening to, and Rodney Griffin from Greater Vision, number one songwriter, has sent us a lot of stuff, a lot of music in, and Jeff Steele from the Steels has sent us a lot, and we're probably going to be cutting a few of those on the next album.
So when you go to record the album, is it a one-day thing, or does it take a week? How long does that usually take?
Honestly, I've never done one with a group, but they told me that they normally take a couple of days. Like, we'll go down there 1 week, and we'll sit in the studio while they do the tracks and make sure they're in the right key and make sure the instruments are doing what we want them to do, you know, right tempo, stuff like that. And then we'll go out the next week and record them. The one we're fixing to do three new tapes real quick, you know, just do a quick project. And we're hopefully going to get those done within 2 days.
Okay. When you sing to an audience, do they usually they get involved? Do they clap, or do they usually just sit back and enjoy?
We hope and pray that they get involved and clap and stuff. But it's okay if they sit and enjoy it. But we found that it really determines what part of the country we're at or what denomination we're in or something. But we always find that they're enjoying it. But some people like to show it differently than others.
So which people or denominations seem to enjoy it or get involved more?
I would probably have to say Pentecostal.
Okay, so when you keep, traveling around the country or whatever, do y'all, wherever you're at, do you usually fill in between songs? Do you talk, or do you just sing straight through?
I do. We normally, when they introduce us, we'll sing two or three straight through, and it'll stop, talk, introduce the group and stuff like that. I'll talk and introduce songs, and he'll introduce them, and that's pretty much, and we'll do, if we're in a church service, we'll do a first half, like about 45 minutes, take a quick break, and they'll do their thing, and we'll come back and do probably three or four more songs and close it out.
So do you usually sing by yourself, just your group is there, or is there other groups that come in?
It varies. We'll sing with other groups on, Fridays and Saturdays. Most of the time on Thursdays and Sundays and stuff like that, we'll be on our own.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite part of the whole thing, of singing to the gospel, traveling, or...?
Probably, I enjoy being with the other groups, and I really enjoy meeting people. And, meeting people, from other groups and people in the audience. I love it either way. But definitely singing with other groups, because most of the time, if we're with another group, the second half we'll come back and do a little thing together, we'll sing together at home.
Mm-hmm. So do you know how long your group has been in formation, how long they've been around?
Ed O'Neill has had the Dixie Melody Boys for 40 years.
And he's been with them the whole time?
Yes.
So how do they go about if someone moves groups? How do they go about getting another member to replace them?
When Johnny Caldwell left, which was the old lead singer that I took his place, he took a church up in Ohio, and I had somehow heard word on it, and then we saw it on the. My mom gets the internet gospel gossip thing, and they tell you the latest news out. And so we sent out a resume deal, and he kind of remembered me. And when I seen the video, he remembered, I'd sung with him before. And that was pretty much it. I mean, I know other groups are looking for singers and stuff, and they put it out with singing news and put it on the website, stuff like that, and just take calls in and videos and tapes, demos, just to see if you'll fit what they're wanting to do.
So what's the biggest concert that you've done so far, the biggest Southern Gospel event that they have in America?
Probably the National Quartet Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a week-long deal in September, and, there's thousands of groups there, and most groups perform, once, and there's a few of us that perform twice. I think, Gold City, Dixie Melody Boys, and the Kingsmen, and Kingdom Ayers, and Greater Vision are the few that perform twice. And we were on Monday and Friday and had an awesome time. There was I think they said 19,000 people there.
Mm-hmm. So when you said you've been on TV several times, has the group been on TV or been interviewed for radio or maybe magazines or anything?
Oh, yeah, we have. All the time being interviewed for radio. And, let's see, we were on, I mean, my first week, we were up in Silver Dollar City doing that Gospel Jubilee thing with Gary McSpadden. We've been on Gospel Music Television, GMT, and just all kinds of different things.
But do you like better singing to an audience on TV or off?
Off. Because I just, I don't know. I know people are watching me through that TV, but I can't stand not being able to see them, you know.
Right.
I just act like it's not even there.
Is there anything else you would like to say before the interview is over that we haven't gone over?
No, I really enjoy what I do, and I have a fun time doing it.
And this is your full-time job?
This is. It really is. I enjoy it thoroughly. It's always been my dream, and it's like a dream come true.
Okay, thank you.